Each year, the Partnership for Public Service honors the best in career civil service. The Service to America Medals, or SAMMEs, provide a way for agency leadership to recognize people who might be working in obscurity but are nevertheless having a big impact. You've still got a week to nominate someone, and as Jim Seymour, Director of Programs and Events at the Partnership, explains, 2016 is a red-letter year.
What's exciting for 2016 is we will be celebrating our 15th annual Service to America Medals. We began the awards at the same time that we started the Partnership for Public Service back in 2002. And so over the years, we've had well over 400 outstanding individuals and teams that we've recognized for their important contributions on behalf of the American people, and over 100 award winners. And so we're excited to continue that this year with our 15th annual celebration.
So during the gala that will take place in September, when all is said and done, will some of those 400 come back, and will there be recognition of this big milestone?
Yes, we did that with the 5th anniversary and 10th anniversary, where we invite back the alumni, the past winners, and look for opportunities to recognize them again and perhaps even include them in the awards program.
Review for us what the criteria are and how people are nominated.
Well, right now, as you say, we're collecting nominations for the 2016 SAMMEs Awards. The deadline is Friday, January 15th, and listeners can visit our website, servicetoamericamedals.org. There we have the online nomination form. There's category descriptions, eligibility information. We even have tips on how to write a winning nomination, and of course, information if they need to contact us with specific questions. But what we're looking to celebrate here are significant accomplishments that federal employees have done on behalf of the American people. Past honorees have developed treatments for cancer. They worked on the Ebola crisis in West Africa in 2014. But I also want to note that every nomination is a great opportunity to show appreciation to a talented, dedicated, high-performing employee. So even if they don't go on to receive one of the grand prizes on stage, we send them letters of thank you and congratulations to all the nominees. And we always look for other ways to tell their stories through partnership programs.
How many nominations do you get each year?
Each year we receive somewhere in the ballpark of 400 to 500 nominations. And then we have teams across our organization that carefully review them and look for those that have demonstrated a strong commitment to public service. They've demonstrated significant innovation or collaboration across agencies. They've demonstrated strong leadership in bringing together teams and people to work on significant challenges that are facing our country.
And you have various categories. Why don't you review those for us?
Definitely. We have 7 categories that we accept nominations for, and they range from call to service, which is for young federal employees. They're 35 and younger, and typically we're looking for folks that have been in government for about 5 years or fewer. We also have our career achievement category, which is for federal employees on the other end of the spectrum, that they've been in government for at least 20 years. Sometimes they've been in 30 or 40 years. And then we have categories that are related to specific fields of government, related to homeland security, law enforcement, science, environment, national security, international affairs. And then we have an additional category for management excellence, where things that might not be necessarily public-facing, but the important work that folks are doing inside their agencies to make things more effective and efficient.
Political appointees not eligible, though, correct?
That is correct. For the SAMMEs Awards, we're only recognizing career civilian federal employees. So we do not include political appointees or contractors, military personnel. We're looking for those who are full-time civilian federal employees.
And can contractors nominate someone, though, if they come across a customer who may rise to that level of greatness?
Absolutely. We accept nominations literally from anybody who is familiar with the nominee and his or her work and accomplishment. Our only exclusion is that we do not accept self-nominations. There should be at least one person out there who's willing to submit a nomination for you. But then, it can be a supervisor nominating great employees on his team. They can be colleagues across agencies. As you mentioned, contractors can nominate their federal colleagues, as well as friends and family members can nominate someone they want to recognize.
We should probably also point out the degree of interest this garners from some of the high-level appointment officials. I remember at last fall's, you had cabinet secretaries, deputy secretaries, really high-level people being there in support of their career folks that had won awards.
Yes, over the past 14 years of the program, we've always had terrific support, first in the Bush administration and throughout the Obama administration, from the cabinet secretaries, those department heads. Last year, I remember Secretary Jewell from Department of the Interior came and participated in the awards. Previously, you know, secretaries from Veterans Affairs and Homeland Security, really almost all of the department branches of the cabinet participated at the secretary or deputy secretary level, including members of Congress, senators and House representatives from the House have participated in the awards. And a couple times, too, we've even been able to take the finalists and award winners to the White House for an opportunity to either meet with the president or first lady and have a photo op with them.
January 15th, that's the deadline.
That is the deadline. And if folks have any concerns or questions as they're trying to meet that deadline, we'll be happy to work with them. They can, you know, reach out to us, as I mentioned, at the Service to America Medals website, servicetoamericamedals.org. They can email us or call us, and we can help to make sure that their nomination is received and considered this year.
Jim Seymour is Director of Programs and Events at the Partnership for Public Service. He oversees the SAMMYs. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click Share with Friends.